the story of the unruly kids in the bus that were just too much for the businessman trying to have a quiet ride home from work. The three children, they were misbehaving while their mom, she just sat there with a sad face watching them. This businessman, he had as much as he could take and finally asked the mom if she could kindly control her children. The mom looked at him with regretful eyes and she begged his forgiveness. She told him, "Yeah, my children, they just lost their father in an accident yesterday, and I haven't been able to settle them down since. They love their father very much." Whew, perspective. I tell you, I can't count the times in my life when I didn't like what I was looking at, and I tried to change what I was looking at. That seems to be a common response that brings little to no change. Slowly but surely, I'm learning to change my view. Proverbs 2:11 tells us to let understanding guard our hearts. It is so cotton-picking easy to judge what someone else is saying or doing or wearing. We can be quick to dismiss another because of what they do for a living, right? Oh, and how about this one? I would have never done that. Oh, those are thoughts of the closed-minded. Thought that one a few times. I don't like what happened with my job or my bank account, and so I'm quick to ignore the message or the lesson. I want you to be open and curious. Be willing to shift. You just might learn. Patience, empathy, forgiveness. Change is essential, my friend. And the change and the shift that's needed, that's often in you. You'll find refreshing joy when you begin to see life not as a chess set, but as a classroom. You see, the chess setters, they like to move people and things around to no avail, like pawns or knights to try to gain or make sense of or justify. But when you see life as a classroom, well now, suddenly those people and things that annoyed you, they become your teachers. They inspire you to consider another perspective. And here's the good news. Another perspective often brings you a fresh outlook and new opportunities to advance. That's just how it happens. I want you to experience the joy that comes from letting go of your judgment and critique. God gave us free will to choose our destiny. And He gave us tons of keys and tips and secrets to help us. What are you resisting right now? What lesson or blessing are you missing out on because of your resisting? Flip your judgments. Flip them into curiosity and eagerness to learn something new. I believe God will honor your choice and bless you with insight and grace. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.